Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're at Zecher Shabbos Daf Pei Tes. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi taught that when Moshe Rabbeinu descended Har Sinai, the Satan came to Kosh Baruch Hu and asked where the Torah was and was told, I gave it to the earth. Satan searched everywhere and couldn't find it. Hashem told him to go to Ben Amram. Moshe responded to the Satan, who am I that Kosh Baruch Hu would have given me the Torah? Kosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that he was a fibber, since of course the Torah was given to him. Moshe responded, you have this coveted and treasured Torah that you delight in every day. Who am I that I should flatter myself that you gave the Torah to me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since you diminish your role in receiving the Torah, it should be called in your name. As it says in the Pasuk, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Point number two, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Kanina said that Har Sinai has five names. Midbar Tzin, because the Jewish people were commanded upon it to observe the Torah. Midbar Kadesh, because the Jewish people were sanctified upon it. Midbar Kedemos, because the primordial Torah, the Keduma, was given upon it. Midbar Paran, because the Jewish people were fruitful and multiplied next to it. And Sinai, because hatred, Sina, to idolaters, was brought upon it. Rashi says it means that Hashem's hatred of idol worshippers descended upon it for not accepting the Torah. And the Rambam says it's referring to the idolaters' hatred for Jews for receiving the Torah. Its actual name was Chorev. Rabbi Yavoah says its actual name was Har Sinai. It was called Har Chorev because ruin, churba, to idol worshippers descended upon it. And point number three, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that in the future, Yitzchak will be the only patriarch willing to defend Bnei Yisrael from Hashem's judgment. His successful defense involved calculating the years that a person sins to a grand total of 12 and a half. A person lives 70 years, and therefore, after deducting the 20 years that one's not punished, the 25 years that one sleeps, and the 12 and a half years that one prays, eats, and goes to the bathroom, there are only 12 and a half years that he has sinned. Yitzchak suggested that Hashem should shoulder them, and if not, he'll split them with Hashem, and he'll even shoulder them all if it's necessary. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi taught that when Moshe descended Har Sinai, the Satan came to Kosh Baruch Hu and asked where the Torah was and was told, I gave it to the earth. Satan searched everywhere and couldn't find it. Hashem told him to go to Ben Amram. Moshe responded to the Satan, who am I that Kosh Baruch Hu would have given me the Torah? Kosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that he was a fibber, since of course the Torah was given to him. Moshe responded, you have this coveted and treasured Torah that you delight in every day. Who am I that I should flatter myself that you gave the Torah to me? Kosh Baruch Hu said, since you diminish your role in receiving the Torah, it shall be called in your name, as it says in the Pasuk, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Point number two, Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina said that Har Sinai has five names. Midbar Tzin, because the Jewish people were commanded upon it to observe the Torah. Midbar Kadesh, because the Jewish people were sanctified upon it. Midbar Kedemos, because the primordial Torah, Keduma, was given upon it. Midbar Paran, because the Jewish people were fruitful and multiplied next to it. And Sinai, because hatred, Sina, to idol worshippers, was brought upon it. Rashi says it means that Hashem's hatred of idol worshippers descended upon it for not accepting the Torah. And the Rambam says it's referring to the idol worshippers' hatred for Jews for receiving the Torah. Its actual name was Chorev. Rabbi Yavoah says its actual name was Har Sinai, and it was called Har Chorev because ruin, churba, to idol worshippers descended upon it. And point number three, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani said in the name of Yonasan that in the future, Yitzchak will be the only patriarch willing to defend Bnei Yisrael from Hashem's judgment. His successful defense involved calculating the years that a person sins to a grand total of 12 and a half. A person lives 70 years, and therefore, after deducting the 20 years that one's not punished, the 25 years that one sleeps, and the 12 and a half years that one prays, eats, and goes to the bathroom, there are only 12 and a half years that he has sinned. Yitzchak suggested Hashem should shore them all. And if not, he'll split them with Hashem, and he'll even shore them all if it's necessary. All right, so now we go to our Sim Per Pei Tes, and in this case, there were oodles of suggestions. We had pits, potato chips, potato cook, Mr. Potato Head, a putter, like a golf putter, pot of gold, a pat in the box, pets, such as a pit bull or a pet dinosaur, walrus, monkey. Cheskin even from Muncie suggested a pet rock, which I thought was very funny. Space for whole PTA meetings, patty cakes, kids playing patty cake, petting zoos, passport photos, fat sumo wrestlers, animals, and so on. I gotta just say two other shout-outs. David Chandelab, formerly from the Belarus, suggested Putin. And Charlie Myers from Scottsdale, Arizona, his simon come with a preamble. In this case, it was the guests at the Humane Society dinner were horrified when they were served goose liver pate, which is very funny, Charlie. But I'm going to go with a suggestion that comes from Andrew Haberman from New York and Moshe Raps from Yerushalayim, who both suggested a chalent pot, a chalent pot. So that's going to be our simon for pay tests. So thank you, Andrew and Moshe. So here goes the simon. The ravenous yeshiva bachurim asked the cook Thursday night, where is the coveted chalent pot? And we're told it's been tucked away behind the mountain with five names for 12 and a half years. Once again in slow motion. The ravenous yeshiva bachurim asked the cook Thursday night, where is the coveted chalent pot? Chalent pot, that means we're on Daf Pei Tes. The ravenous yeshiva bachurim asked the cook Thursday night, Where is the covenant Champa, which reminds us, Rabbi Shubin Levi taught that when Moshe Rabbeinu descended Har Sinai, the Satan came and asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu where the Torah was, and was told, I gave it to the earth. Satan searched everywhere and could not find it. Hashem told him to go to Ben Amram. Moshe responded to the Satan, who am I that Kodesh Baruch Hu would have given me the Torah? Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that he's a fibrous, since of course the Torah was given to him. Moshe responded, you have this coveted and treasured Torah that you delight in every day. Who am I that I should flatter myself that you gave the Torah to me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, since you diminished your role in receiving the Torah, it should be called in your name. As it says in the Pasuk, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah Moshe, my servant. So the ravenous Yeshiva Bachman asked the cook Thursday night, where is the covenant Chalampot? And we're told it's been tucked away behind the mountain with five names, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said that Har Sinai has five names. Midbar Tzin, because the Jewish people were commanded upon it to observe the Torah. Midbar Kadesh, because the Jewish people were sanctified upon it. Midbar Kedemos, because the primordial Torah, the Kedumah, was given upon it. Midbar Parim, because the Jewish people were fruitful and multiplied next to it. And Sinai, because hatred, Sina, to idol worshippers was brought upon it. Rashi says it means that Hashem's hatred of idol worshippers descended upon it for not accepting the Torah. And the Rambam says it's referring to the idolaters' hatred for Jews for receiving the Torah. Its actual name was Horeb. Rabbi Abo says its actual name was Har Sinai. It was called Har Horeb because ruin, churba, to idol worshippers descended upon it. So the ravenous Yeshiva Bachram asked the cook Thursday night, where is the covenant Chalampot? And we're told it's been tucked away behind the mountain with five names for 12 and a half years, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason that in the future, Yitzhak will be the only patriarch willing to defend Bnei Yisrael from Hashem's judgment. His successful defense involved calculating the years that a person sins to a grand total of 12 and a half. A person lives 70 years, and therefore after deducting the 20 years that one is not punished, the 25 years that one sleeps, and the 12 and a half years that one prays, eats, and goes to the bathroom, there are only 12 and a half years that he has sinned. Yitzhak suggested that Hashem should shoulder them all, and if not, he'll split them with Hashem, and he'll even shoulder them all if it's necessary. So once again, the ravenous Yeshiva Bachrim asked the cook Thursday night, where is the coveted Chalampot? And we're told it's been tucked away behind the mountain with five names for 12 and a half years. All right, now it's time for a four-blot back Chazara. Daf Pehe. So the Simran Daf Pehe is a dentist checking someone's mouth. So here goes. The dentist, that means we're on Daf Pehe. The dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient from Zayir's mouth, which reminds us, it was said in the name of Yochanan that the pasuk that teaches us that the Rabban can be relied on to determine the 5 points of horticulture is, Vosasik vul re'acha asher gavul rishonim, do not move the boundary of your neighbor which the early ones marked out. The pasuk comes to teach that one should not encroach on the boundary that the early ones established for planting. And Rashi explains that planting too close to the boundary will weaken the neighbor's field. It was said in the name of Yonason that the early ones are those mentioned in the pasuk, El b'nei Seir ha'chori yoshvei aretz. These are the sons of Seir, the chori inhabitants of the land. Inhabitants of the land, yoshvei aretz, teaches they knew which land was good for growing certain species. Chori teaches they could smell, marichin the land, to know which species to plant there. And chivi teaches they would taste the ground like a snake, like a chivya, determine what is best to plant. So the dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient from Seir's mouth, who had just come from planting in the 6x6 internal area of the vegetable patch, which reminds us, Ravasi said that the 6x6 dimensions of the garden patch mentioned in the Mishnah was referring to the internal area of the patch, excluding its borders, which were used for walkways. If the borders, which were typically a tefach wide, were included in the dimensions, that would only leave an area 4x4 tefachim wide, and therefore there would only be 2 tefachim between the center seed and the seeds along the sides. There needs to be at least a distance of 3 tefachim between seeds to not violate the prohibition of Kalim. So the dentist was shocked when he discovered a mouthful of dirt in his patient's from Seir's mouth, who had just come from planting in the 6x6 internal area of his vegetable patch, staggered amongst other patches. Which reminds us that Melchokas and Marayim regarding where the Mishnah's vegetable patch was planted. Rav said it was planted in a barren area where there was nothing around it. And Rashi explains that since the Mishnah said that 4 rows were planted along the sides, that would only leave a distance of 2 tefachim between the seeds and those of an adjacent patch, given the 2 tefachim of walkways between them. Shmuel says it was planted amongst other patches, in which all the patches were planted in a staggered fashion to ensure a distance of 3 tefachim between the adjacent seeds. Daf Pei Vav, so the Simon Pei Vav is police. Here goes. The police, that means we're on Daf Pei Vav. The police were told to prepare for 3 days, which reminds us, the next mission teaches that the source for the halacha that a woman who emits semen on the 3rd day after intercourse is Tamei, is from the Pasuk in the Parsha regarding the preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. Hayu nechonim l'shoshes yamim. Be ready for a 3-day period. Rashi explains that since the 3-day period was prescribed to give the woman the opportunity to immerse themselves after intercourse and be in a state of tahara for Kabbalah Satorah, we learn that semen remains viable for up to 3 days, and its discharge is metame, the woman. And the entire daf is centered around this topic. So the priests were told to prepare for 3 days before ascending the mountain at daybreak, which reminds us, Rav Avinu bar Ava said that Moshe always ascended Har Sinai at daybreak, and he descended at daybreak. We know that he ascended at daybreak based on the pasuk, "V'yashkin Moshe b'buk v'yal Har Sinai," and Moshe rose early in the morning and ascended to Har Sinai. We know that he descended at daybreak based on a hekesh in the following pasuk, "Lech reid va'alisa ata va'aron imach," go descend that you shall ascend and Aaron with you. Just as Moshe's ascent was at daybreak, so too his descent was at daybreak. So the priests were told to prepare for 3 days before ascending the mountain at daybreak to seek evidence as to when the Aseret HaDibros were given. Which reminds us, there's Malchus Tanaim regarding when the Aseret HaDibros were given. The Rabbanan hold they were given on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi holds they were given on the 7th of Sivan. Rava brings proofs from Sukkim that they both agree that B'nai Yisrael arrived at Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan and that their Torah was given on Shabbos. They disagree as to which day of the week Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on. Rabbi Yossi maintains that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, making Shabbos the 7th of Sivan. The Rabbanan hold that Rosh Chodesh was on Monday, which would result in Shabbos being the 6th of Sivan. Daf Pei Zayin. So the symbol Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy dispenser. So here goes. The golden Pez candy dispenser. Golden Pez candy dispenser. That must mean we're on Daf Pei Zayin. The golden Pez candy dispenser given to the student the teacher agreed with 3 times, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa. Moshe did 3 things based on his own understanding, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with him in each instance. Number 1, Moshe added 1 day of abstinence in preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. Hashem agreed, and the Shekhinah did not rest on Har Sinai until Shabbos morning, which was after the day Moshe had added. Number 2, Moshe separated from his wife after the Aseret HaDibros. Hashem agreed, and when he told Moshe to tell everyone to go back to their wives, he said to Moshe, "Ve'ata po amodi madi," but as for you, Moshe, stand here with me. And number 3, Moshe broke the luchos. Reish Lakish learns from the pasuk referring to the luchos, "Asher shibarta," that which you broke. The Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Yasher kochokosh shibarta," your strength shall be true to its mark because you broke the tablets. Rashi explains that Reish Lakish interpreted the word "asher," which, to mean ishur, an affirmation. So the golden Pez candy dispenser given to the student the teacher agreed with 3 times was to be used within the tchum on Shabbos, which reminds us, there's a Malchus HaMarayim regarding the scope of Shabbos laws that were commanded in Mara. Rava holds they were commanded to observe the primary laws of Shabbos, but not the laws of Tchumim, Shabbos boundaries. According to Rava, B'nai Yisrael left Rephidim on Shabbos and arrived in Midbar Sinai the next day. Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that the laws of Tchumim were also given in Mara. Therefore, B'nai Yisrael left Rephidim on Sunday and arrived in Midbar Sinai the same day. So the golden Pez candy dispenser given to the student the teacher agreed with 3 times was to be used within the tchum on Shabbos, and featured 10 candy bricks, each stamped with a crown. Which reminds us, the Tanna taught that the first of Nisan Natal Eser Ataros took 10 crowns, meaning 10 things began on that day. 1, creation. 2, the offering from the Nesim. 3, the Kahuna. 4, Avoda. 5, a heavenly fire on the Mizbeach. 6, eating Kachim. 7, the Shekhinah residing in the Mishkan. 8, Berachos Kohanim. 9, the prohibition against Bamos. And 10, the first of the months of the year. Da Peches. So the Simmer Da Peches is a Pach, a garbage can. So here goes. When the big brother was caught holding a garbage can, that means we're on Daf Peches. When the big brother was caught holding a garbage can over his kid brother, which reminds us, Rabbi Vadim Bar Chama Bar Chas has said that the Pasuk Yitzatzu B'Tach Zachar, they stood at the foot of the mountain, comes to teach, Shekafa Kosh Baruch Hu Lam Esau Har Kigigis. The Kosh Baruch Hu covered them with a mountain as though it were an upturned vat, and said, if you accept the Torah, fine, but if not, Sham Tehek Baraschem, your burial will be there. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, Mikan Moda Rabba La Araisa. From here there are grounds for a notification of coercion regarding the acceptance of the Torah. Rava said, nevertheless, they accepted the Torah again in the days of Achashverosh, as it says, Kimu V'kibu HaYehudim. The Jews established and accepted. He interprets this to mean, Kimu Mashi Kibu Kvar. They established in the days of Achashverosh what they accepted in the days of Moshe. So when the big brother was caught holding a garbage can over his kid brother, demanding he pledge Na'aseh v'Nishma to him, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said, when B'nai Yisrael said Na'aseh before Nishma, Abbas called emanate and said to them, Migilu Levane Razeh Shemalchei Ashar is Mishtamshim Bo. Who revealed to my children the secret which the Malchei Asharis use? Rashi explains that a Malch stands ready to do Hashem's will, even before he knows what it entails, unlike other servants that wait to hear the instructions to determine if they can accept them. So when the big brother was caught holding a garbage can over his kid brother, demanding he pledge Na'aseh v'Nishma to him, he explained to his parents the whole reason the Torah was given to him is specifically because he has a Yetzer Hara. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that when Moshe ascended to Shemayim, and the Malchei Asharis were told they had come to receive the Torah, they asked how something that was stored as a treasure for 974 generations before the world was created could be given to flesh and blood. Hashem told Moshe to answer them. After Hashem afforded him protection from them, Moshe proceeded to point out how the mitzvahs have no relevance to the Malachim. They were not in Mitzrayim, never enslaved, they don't live among Obadiah Avodah Zorah, they don't engage in Malacha to require ceasing from it, and so on. After he challenged them and asked them if they had envy or Yetzirah, they immediately conceded, and each Malach, including the Malach HaMavis, gave him a gift. Okay, so now let's conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1. Which daf do we have machlokas regarding which Shabbos laws were taught at Mara? That's on daf Pei Zayin. Great. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Har Sinai has 5 different names? That's on daf Pei Tes. Good. Number 3. Which daf do you learn that seed is viable for 3 days? That's on daf Pei Vav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed Har Sinai over Kol Yisrael like a Gigis? That's on daf Pei Ches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do you learn that one should not relieve himself in a freshly plowed field because of the Malach of Choresh? That's on daf Pay off. Good. Number 6. Which daf do you learn that Moshe Rabbeinu explained why the Torah was given to men and not to Malachim? That's on daf Pei Ches. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn according to Hananya, a ship carried by oxen is Mekabel Tuma? That's on daf Pei Dalet. Great. Number 8. Which daf do you learn about Yitzchak's defense of Bnei Israel that they only sinned for a grand total of 12 and a half years? That's on daf Pei Tes. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn that the first of Nisan has 10 crowns? That's on daf Pei Zayin. Great. Number 10. Which daf do we have a Malchus regarding what the degree of Tumah is from Avodah Zorah? That's on daf Pei Beis. Great. Now we go to 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1. Which daf do we have the topic of Tzadik Varalo? That's on daf Zayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn Al Tiftach Pela Satan? That's on daf Yotesk. Great. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that one should not make us feel like a burden, like a masui? That's on daf Chavtes. Excellent. All right. So that concludes our pop quiz, plus the 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhoff from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.